The Riverside Bullies fell flat in the second quarter, both offensively and defensively, which helped number 8 Trainer take a 67-49 win over the Bulldogs on Tuesday night. Riverside had just 2 players score in the first half, including Grady Jepson with 15 and Mason McCready with 5. Head coach Nick Crone was proud of the second half performance, but needs his team to clean up their first half errors.
They do a good job. I mean, it's a tough matchup when you're not shooting well. I think Grady had all 15 of our points at one point. We finished with 20. Kind of been the norm for us is not doing well in the first half. We've come out kind of flat the last 3 or 4 games. Pick it up a little in the second half, but we had the same thing against East Mills. Kind of the same thing. All the games, same thing against IKM. So at halftime, we're really focused on trying to get it to 10 by quarter. I think we got it to 15, and then we had like 3 stops in a row. And so I was feeling pretty good that we could, you know, if we'd get it to 10 or under, we'd give ourselves a shot in the fourth quarter. And then we even got it back down to 15 one more time in the fourth quarter. So, we scored 29 in the second half. So I was proud of that effort that we could score a little more. And I thought our defense did. I think they had 27 instead of 40. So we scored more and they had less. So that was definitely the goal coming out. We were hoping to make it a game by the end, but we just didn't have the juice to kind of finish it.
Leading in scoring was Grady Jepson with 16 points, with just 1 point in the second half. Behind Grady was Mason McCready with 11 points in the night, while Cole Jepson knocked down 7. Owen Fenner looked good from the corners and was handling the ball well as he knocked down 6 points, all on threes. Finishing off Riverside in scoring was Peyton Amdor with 3, while Garrett Hugh, Dawson Henderson, and Kyler Reakin knocked down 2 points each.
Well, I think we kind of challenged our young guys. When they're triangling two, they're on Mason, they're on Grady. I mean, Grady's seeing pretty much double teams, trouble. I mean, it's nothing new that he's seeing. So it does leave some guys open. So we really challenged our young guys, Cole and Owen and Peyton, that, hey, it's time to, you know, we need you to score. And so it's really good because we've really not done that well. I know Peyton had some buckets there. Cole had some buckets. And then Owen had a couple buckets as well. And a couple more looked like they were going in. So I was proud of how our freshmen responded. I thought they stepped up and gave us opportunities there. And that's what we need. We know that's what we need going down with the attention Grady gets. Going down the stretch, we need those guys to step up. We need guys to chip in 6 to 12, especially if they're going to leave them open. So,
right.
And we can put together, like I said, it's at points we've done. First half of the season, I thought we did really well offensively and kind of struggled defensively. And here in January, I thought we've done a lot better defensively. And we just need to put it all together.
Trainer was led on the night by Jace Tams with 17 points, playing tough defensively and keeping the ball in the hands of his teammates. Ethan Cones was just right behind him with 15 points, while Carson Elwood had 13 to top off double-digit scoring. Corbin Thien had 9 points, while Alec Lovely knocked down 7. Finishing off in scoring were Peter Young and Aaron Emke with 2 points each. Riverside and Trainer will both play AHSCW next, as Riverside's Coach Crone is anticipating a tough look the rest of the way.
Well, they have athletes, Avoca does, and I anticipate they'll do a little different scheme coming out than they did the first game. So I'm expecting tight games the rest of the way. I mean, even into the postseason, I think it's just going to be one stress ball of tight, good game, good for the spectator, right. You know, kind of hard on the coach's soul. But I mean, that's what makes it exciting too. I think there's some pretty evenly matched teams the rest of the way for us and for everybody else in our conference. So even when we get to districts, I'm excited about the level of competition and the scores. People are going to knock off people in the postseason, so I'm really excited about how that's going to kind of finish out.
The Bulldogs will take on AHSCW first on February 1st, while Trainer will take on the Vikings the following day on February 2nd. I'm Zach Callens reporting.